Paul Ramo here in the studios with us, or on the phone with us, I should say, right now, is author, comedian, actor, actress, Lorna Landvig. She's going to be at the Appleton Public Library this coming Monday, May 14th at 6:30, and she joins us on the phone from Minneapolis. Good morning, Lorna.
Good morning, Paul. I'm also going to be in the at the Benson Library on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. That's great. So
yeah.
Be out here in
I'm
Western
seeing
Minnesota.
That side of the state. Yep.
All right. Well, we're excited to have you out at the Appleton Library and the Benson Library. Lorna, you're a busy lady. I was on your website. Wow, you do a lot of different things. Tell us about it.
Well, I always did want to be a writer from the time I learned how to read in first grade. But I also always have enjoyed acting and performing. And in fact, I spent my 20s out in Los Angeles trying to take over Meryl Streep's career, but she was so selfish. So I did a lot of stand-up comedy and a lot of improvisational comedy, and I found that I preferred improvisational comedy because, well, you get to act, you get to be different people, and plus you don't have to memorize any lines. You make things up on the spot, and in fact, I still do a one-woman all-improvised show here in Minneapolis called Party in the Rec Room, where I also serve margaritas on stage, so it's very popular.
I would gather. Where's that at then, Lorna?
A wonderful place called the Bryant Lake Bowl, which combines a vintage bowling alley, a really cool bar restaurant, and then it has an 80-seat theater. So occasionally you will hear the crash of pins if somebody gets a strike, but it's you know, of itself, the theater. It's, you know, you don't have to rent bowling shoes to attend.
All right, that sounds entertaining anyway.
Huh? Yeah, it's a really fun place.
Yeah, let's back up here. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What sort of name is Landvig?
Landvig is Norwegian. I do not want to have a DNA test because I do not want to find out that I'm not 100% Norwegian, as I've always been told. My dad always used to say it meant land of the Vikings, but I don't think that's true, but it sounds good. Yeah, in fact, he was raised in western Minnesota in Milan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. So, next to Appleton, so you'll probably come right through it.
Yeah, my mother was a North Dakotan.
Okay. Yep. Is that where you were born and raised then?
No, I actually was born in North Dakota, but only because we lived for a brief time in East Grand Forks, and they had to cross the river to get to the hospital in Grand Forks. Mm. Plus, I think it was important for my mother to be born in North Dakota, you know.
Yeah.
You know how tribal those Dakotans get, you know. Right. We're from North Dakota. But raised in Minneapolis.
Okay.
I went all through, you know, grade school, junior high, high school in Minneapolis.
And you have a family?
I do. I have two daughters and one husband.
Okay.
And the most fabulous rescue dog, whose lineage we're not sure of, but we're starting to see a lot of dogs that look like him, and we had never had seen that before because he's kind of strange looking. And then when we ask these people, where's your dog from, they all say the same thing, Alabama. So there must be some rogue dog out in Alabama that's siring a lot of mutts that look like our beautiful mutt.
All right. So. Yeah. Well, you're going to be at the Appleton Public Library, as I said, on Monday. And are you going to be talking about your new book that was just released then?
Well, I will usually talk about everything. But, yes, my latest book is called Once in a Blue Moon Lodge. And that's my very first sequel. Although it's a standalone book also, it really picks up on the lives and the characters of my very first book, which was Patty Jane's House of Curl. Mm. And I found that throughout the years, those characters just kept yammering away at me to tell their further stories. So I decided to pick up their lives all those years later.
Oh.
And that was fun.
Okay.
And I'll also be talking about an exciting thing that's happening. You know, I'm always asked, when is this book or that book going to be made into a movie? And I've had books optioned for movies, and then it never happens. And so anytime I was out at a book club or speaking at an event and people would ask me that question, I'd say, hey, if any of you have any Hollywood connections. And then a woman contacted me and she said, well, I know this local producer. So this local Twin Cities producer, director, and I have joined forces to make a short film of one of my books called Oh My Stars, and that's a book that's set in the Great Depression.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, any listener out there who wants to go to the Oh My Stars Facebook movie Facebook page, please do, because it's really exciting, and we're trying to, you know, raise some funds. So anybody with a spare $25,000, give us a call. Or, no, anything.
What's that?
$20.
Facebook, yeah, what's that Facebook page again called?
It's called Oh My Stars, the movie Facebook page.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's
exciting.
We've cast it and everything. It has been really exciting to cast actual actors mm-hmm. to portray characters that have just been living in your head, you know.
Yeah, right.
And the title of that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And to see it come alive.
Oh, yeah. And so that's what they do now. They make these little films, and then they screen them at festivals, put them online, and try to entice Hollywood interest to then make the big feature.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's a new way of getting your work attention.
Mm.
And I also have to tell you that the title of the book, Oh My Stars, that is after my mother's swear words. My mother never swore, but when you heard her say, oh my stars, you knew that she was really swearing.
I've kind of heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma had her little sayings too, without swearing.
Right. But you knew the intent.
I knew the intent. Yep, that's right. We're speaking with Lorna Landvig. She's an author, a comedian, actress. She'll be at the Appleton Public Library this Monday, 6:30, and it's all free. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But Lorna, you're the author of what? How many novels have you written?
I've published 11. I have my 12th coming out next spring. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you that title because I'm really happy with the title. It's called Chronicles of a Radical Hag with Recipes.
With recipes.
Yeah, somebody asked me, is it a memoir? But no, it's a novel. And it's set in a fictitious central Minnesota town. And its heroine is a newspaper columnist.
Oh, okay. Where do you get your ideas from? When you sit down,
oh
right.
Boy, I really don't know. Usually a book begins by one or two or three of the main characters. They just all of a sudden appear in my head with their names, and often they bring the title of the book with them, which is so helpful because, you know, I have some kind of strange titles like Your Oasis on Flame Lake. When that title came into my head, I thought, what? An oasis on Flame Lake, and yet I knew that if I kept writing, I would find out. And that actually refers to a nightclub that this guy holds in his basement for his friends and neighbors. But you know, I'm moved by anything. You know, I might see somebody who reminds me of, you know, somebody, and I think, oh, I want to write about her. Or I might hear a swatch of music, or, you know, who knows what riles up the imagination?
Right.
I sure don't.
Yeah.
But, I'm not the kind of writer who plots out things.
Right.
I just kind of go by the seat of my pants.
Right. I have a blog I write every week, and everybody always asks me, where do you come up with your blog ideas? And I said, it just happens. It just comes to my mind.
Yeah. Yep. You just kind of keep that door open.
Yep. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're excited to have you out in Appleton and Benson. You said you'll be in Benson Library on Tuesday?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun night, actually.
It will be fun. Everybody who comes, it's my goal that they are both entertained and illuminated. How's that?
There you go. All right. Once again, Lorna is going to be at the Appleton Public Library this Monday, 6:30. It's absolutely free. There's coffee and dessert is going to be provided.
Oh, good.
Everybody likes dessert, right?
Yep.
And I guess people can win prizes just for attending. So there you go.
Ooh. All right. Well, I look forward to it. And thanks for talking with me, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet, Lorna. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Lorna Landvig, author and comedian. Once again, being